Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trends.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. The bomb of Trends is going off.
Oh, Trends is an improvised podcast where we are given a topic.
Any type of
an
topic.
An item, a thing, a thingy.
Yeah.
And then we do things in reaction to
horrible,
it.
Horrible, unspeakable.
That we will speak.
Yeah.
Unspeakable, speak spoken
yeah.
Entirely.
The things that we're doing to it physically, only those in the Sir Laughs-A-Lot studio will know about.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I should say that I'm one of your hosts. I'm Levi.
And I'm Daniel Joseph Cornelius Cornell Hetzel.
That's correct. Together, we're going to take you down this adventure.
Trends Lane. We'll take you down Trends Lane.
Oh, Trends Lane.
We'll have you meet the postmaster. Have you meet the local sheriff. You know, everybody.
Yeah, the man who runs the baker.
Yeah.
And the baker's wife will also be there.
And Fraterni, the fruit salesman.
Oh, that's charming. He's a charmer.
Yep.
He shines up an apple before he hands it to you.
He does.
So shiny.
Yep, and Clarence, the donkey.
Oh, everybody loves Clarence.
Yeah.
Something's not right about Clarence.
No,
walks in a circle.
Yep, nobody knows why, and he really likes the moon.
He's always baying at the moon.
Mm-hmm. Always laying in it, like it's the sun for him.
It's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the way that Trends works.
Yep.
Or doesn't work. Dan.
Yes?
I've been getting a little bit of feedback from the Trends listeners.
Have you now?
That people want to know more about you.
There's a... At the end of that?
Yeah, listener. Yeah, listeners. Yeah, what is... Why does that surprise you?
So weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People are stopping me in the street and saying, hey, you're from that show Trends, right? And I'm like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
And then we talk more, and I realize they actually meant to talk to me. And they say, what's Dan like? What is he like? And I usually just try to say, like, that's what he's like.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
It's accurate.
It really Daniel is. Joseph Cornelius Cornell Hetzel.
That's right.
It's not really like there's even a show going on.
You're not always aware.
Yeah,
you're just in this.
That's why Sir Laughs-A-Lot loves me.
It's true. You're always in a basement studio in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's happening or.
No. Whether moonlight becomes you.
Oh, well, we've got a.
I'm over here.
An unexpected visitor.
I have a message.
Oh, a crooner.
Put the mic up to you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Put it right up into his mouth.
Oh, you Levi Wine. Hey.
I am. Do you have something?
Something for you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Put your hand in my pocket.
All right. Should I sing while I do it?
If you want to.
My hand's in your pocket.
I feel it down there.
I'm fumbling around.
Oh, those are my keys. Anyway. Reach underneath them.
Oh, okay, I'm just... I'm
sorry. Find a note.
Okay, I've got it. I'm going to just take this out of your
just
pocket.
Just sign on this handkerchief.
It's hard. I sign on the handkerchief?
That's... I can... Could you hold it? Yeah, I'll hold it.
Okay, you're losing the song, crooner. But
don't tell me my business.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you mad. All right, I'll just...
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
I need yours as well.
Oh, Dan, do you guys want me to hold?
We gotta go through this.
Do you want me to hold it while he signs
please.
It?
Please.
All right, I'll hold it tight, and then Dan, if you just...
You don't have to write your full name.
He does write his full name. He's.
That's not a real name.
That is. He has several middle names. Yeah.
Are you done now?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right. So,
It's nice meeting you.
It's great to see you in the...
I'm now leaving.
Oh, there he goes. He just... Wow.
That's weird.
It was a bit weird. I'm going to open this envelope and just see... Yeah.
Singing sounds and things. Oh, that was long.
Nope, no scenes. There's a Trends seal. So that's a lot.
Is it fresh?
Yeah. It's
woo! Piping hot.
I don't get how it's hot. But, ships. It says ships. SHIPS. This episode's topic is ships. I'm excited.
Yeah, everybody loves ships.
Yeah, I mean, there are...
I think.
Well, so many...
I mean,
Oh, you already thinking of people who don't like ships?
I mean,
you just get a list of your head of people who are like
six things.
Have a problem with ships.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
They're all people that had tragedies with ships.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I guess they wouldn't like ships.
We're in Minnesota, so isn't that with the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Isn't that in
the Dad Scott Fitzgerald, you mean?
The Edmund Fitzgerald, isn't that a famous
boat?
That's
his brother, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. F. Scott Fitzgerald's brother, Edmund, he made a boat based on his body.
Yeah, very famous boat. They had parties on it all.
They partied on the Lake Superior in Duluth, but it crashed famously in one storm, and then there's the song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And you just have a blank look on your face.
Well, who wrote that?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Francis Scott Key, he wrote it.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't know.
National Anthem, and then he wrote about the boat going
down.
What tunes
he brought to us?
He was a tunesmith.
Yeah?
A tuner.
Well, he's a propagandist, if you want to go so far as to say that.
Okay, now you say that like propaganda is a bad thing, but propaganda is just a descriptor.
It is.
Of
I'm
going to
say.
No,
he's
what?
He's a disseminator. Of an ideology.
Did you say a seminator?
Disseminator.
Oh, okay.
Of an ideology. That ideology being the feeling and the constructs and the... Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, Jompers?
How much? Was Dan going on about that Francis Scott Key?
He was starting to get into something. He was ramping up.
Yeah, he goes to another place. He can't quite finish his thoughts about that, usually.
And I can't even figure out what his objection is. I mean,
no.
That was
Look,
a
he's
long...
just staring off. He's not really doing much right now.
No.
Dan.
Thing is, he's not...
Huh? Hey. Ow! What the fuck? Stop it! What is your problem?
I just wanted to make sure you
were
okay.
You gotta wake up. You're on a show right now.
Yeah.
You can't just be staring off into space.
Jeez.
What the fuck? I was just thinking of... What were we talking about, the Edmund?
We were talking about ships.
And he's going and doing it again. What
no,
the fuck
no,
is
no.
Problem? Ow! What the... All right, enough.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm awake.
I think he's okay, Jompers.
Yeah, we made him mad. No.
You want to check his pulse?
Yeah, he's beating.
Okay.
Get your hands off me.
Hey, we're just making sure you're you all right now,
yeah, I'm
Dan? Jeez. It's pretty early in the show. Are you going to be able to make it?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean, Jompers can sit in. Things are going to get weird.
Yeah, I don't mind sitting in, my man. You know, I've done it before.
I don't know who's going to watch the lobby if that happens.
Well, we'll do a swip swap.
A swip swap?
Yeah, a swip swap. Because even if he's doing that stare-off thing, he looks like he's watching something. I'll just put him out there.
That's true. He can't be any less effective.
You just make sure the angle he's at, like looking at the door.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
It's a foolproof plan.
Sometimes stuff doesn't happen for a while out there. And then it picks up, you know?
Right, yeah.
I can hear it. I can go out there and take care of it.
Sometimes it's just people suddenly in the studio without us knowing they're on their way in or anything. Just
everything's ship-shape in here, gentlemen?
Hey, good job. That's perfect usage. Ship-shape, because it's all about ships.
Oh, is
this
it
episode.
Today?
Yeah, we're talking about ships,
Are
boats.
Sure?
Yeah, vessels.
Vessels?
Yeah, it's like another word for a ship.
Oh, I got you.
Not blood vessels.
Blood vessels.
No.
Like
that's
that.
A different...
My brain
Although,
right to the...
You know, you would take a ship to go through inside a blood vessel. You know, like we use a shrink ray and make like the Andromeda strain where
Hell
that guy
yes.
gets shrunk down.
Yeah,
and he goes inside. Or
I would do that in a second. Who would you like to go into?
Who would I like to go into?
Get shrunk down and like go in their bloodstream and run.
Stephen
around.
Hawking, just to see if things are moving differently because he's paralyzed. I'd be curious.
He's been seen at strip clubs in California recently.
Really?
Yeah, you can go on.
How'd they recognize him?
How they recognize him? Are you kidding me?
I was a little bit kidding you. Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I was like, really? I was like, that's a man, him and Larry Flint, I would recognize in a heartbeat.
You think they hang out? Some weird wheelchair club?
He probably was in hustler clubs.
Probably.
He's a man of prestige. He probably was in a hustler club.
Is that a fancy upscale place to hang out, the hustler club?
They're all right. They're all right.
Yeah.
But, you know, he can probably go spend a lot more money than he can at one of the real upscale ones.
That's true.
You know, they're all kind of the same.
Oh, the lady stripping.
Even the nice ones are kind of, you know what you're there about, you know?
I've actually never been to one of those triple X.
Are you kidding me?
Stripping. I'm not kidding.
Oh, we're going after the show then.
It's not really something I aspire to do.
What the fuck? You gotta go at least once.
Well, maybe on my deathbed I'll get wheeled in.
Much like Stephen Hawking. I mean, he ain't on his deathbed, but he gets wheeled in.
He does.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Oh, you've seen of him going to strip clubs?
Yeah, they got ladies. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, they have solid chime in.
Oh, there he's doing it again.
Oh.
Okay. Alright, I was just taking a breather for a second. Right?
Sorry, I just, you know, I want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, well, Mr. Hawkins goes in there and stuff like that, and he has girls grind on him like 5-6 girls at a time. The man knows how to live.
Yeah.
He might not have a lot going on down there, but he knows how to live.
You're not wrong, Jompers.
No, I don't know.
You're not wrong.
No.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Dan and I, or maybe Jompers and I don't know, we'll do the 7 best things of a thing with ships.
Ships.
How about we do that? Yeah, we list our 7 7 best ships that we can
come
up with.
I'm down for that.
Okay.
Let me find the break button here.
So yeah, if you want to hit the break button and then we'll come right back.
Jompers, could you move that? Here's your head, Dan. Ow, break!
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that we call Trends.
T-R-E-N-D-S.
No. Z. It's a Z at the end.
Damn, I messed that up.
It's Trends. That's a whole different
show. Even
while
I was saying that, I was reminding myself, don't forget the Z.
And you did. You forgot the Z.
I did.
Man, that's how it goes sometimes. If you've just joined us, the topic for the day, the episode topic is ships. And we're really getting into it. Actually, we've also been talking to Jumpers, because Dan is...
It's been a rough day today.
Yeah, you're just a little kind of out of it. I don't know if something happened today, or if you...
I don't know either. You tell me.
I honestly don't. It seems like I'm supposed to know something.
No.
Did I forget an anniversary?
No.
You tell me. That's... I feel like...
It's true.
Our relationship just got more complex, which I didn't think was possible.
No, it's but pretty somehow, rich and diverse.
Is it diverse?
No.
I don't know.
So it's like the African soil.
It's homogenous.
It's kind of easy to see.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Look at that.
Stuff will grow there.
Maybe.
But you probably shouldn't eat it.
The nutrition value would probably be...
I don't know what the metaphor is anymore. I've lost track of it. So, as I said, how about we're going to do the 7 best things of a thing with ships?
Yep.
And
am I starting high or are you starting low?
I thought maybe we could do a back and forth today.
Oh.
And we can do...
Trend shaker! This is a trend for shaking things up.
That's right. So you go from worst to best, and I'll go best to worst.
Okay.
But we'll take turns. Because it felt like we were talking over each other when we've done it in the past.
Yeah.
And it's just so unprofessional.
Yeah, you guys have.
Thanks, Jumpers. Thank you very much. Do you want to start? And you can do your worst ship all the way to the best ship that you can think of. So if you want to start with number 7.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
I could explain it to you again, but...
No, I think I got it.
I feel like I've explained it.
7, well, we don't go at the same time. I say it. You fire off
the best. You're going to explain it.
Then I got the 6th. Then you got the second, then I got the 5th, you got the 3rd.
Right.
I got the... We get it.
Okay. Yeah. You don't have to keep going. Go ahead. You're starting first with 7th. Your 7th ship.
The Woodruff Wilson.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
And my number 1 ship is the Red October. That's my number 1 ship.
Okay.
So you're 6.
Boomtown Brats.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
My number 2 ship is a Marksman ship. That's my number 2.
Reggie.
Oh, I
like... The Undertowed.
I like that a lot.
These are all names you see on the back ships.
No, I got it. My number 3 ship is a schooner. Just any old schooner.
Is that how you said it? Schooner?
That's how I say it.
Schooner?
I just said it, so it's you asking me that. You know what that question means? Is that how you say it? It means, I think you said that wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you could just say...
I think you just said that wrong. And I almost
thanks,
said that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty after I called you on it.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Hey, I'm nothing but that.
How else would you say it, though? You haven't presented...
Schooner.
That's... No
Isn't
one,
there like a CH?
No one would say shikooner.
No, schooner.
So I just didn't hit the H hard enough, you're saying?
You gotta,
schooner.
There's like that.
Schooner.
S-C-H.
Yeah, I think I have a fix for this. Sailboat. My number 3 is a sailboat.
Jump. I didn't even do one.
No, that's a schooner.
Oh, it is a schooner.
Yeah. Are you going to do 5?
Yeah.
Now or later on?
The Gorilla Munch.
Oh, that's an awesome ship.
Yeah, right? That's your ship.
That is awesome.
I jumped the ship.
My number 4, the Amistad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a good / bad ship. It's right in the middle, you know? It's compelling.
Okay, next one for me?
You're 4 now.
The Amistad.
Oh, that's a little offensive.
No.
No, it's not.
No. Hey, it's you're taking it out of context.
All right, I think I'm at number 5. My number 5 best to worst ship would be a little boat you get in a Cracker Jack box. A little Cracker Jack box.
Oh, those are all right.
Boat.
Yeah.
Number
5.
Yeah. You're at number 3?
Yep. Lucy Liu's ship.
Lucy Liu's ship. Yep. My number 6 ship is Wesley Blankenship.
Oh.
That's right. Number 6. Okay. Are you at number 1?
I'm
number
2, I think.
Oh, 2. Okay, 2.
Maybe. Yeah.
You might have taken a bonus. I don't know.
Passenger 57. That's the second
one. Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
All right. My number 7 ship. My number 7 ship. When I repeat it, that means I don't know what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Did you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you picked up on that so far? That if I keep repeating what it's going
to
be...
Yeah, you don't know what to say.
It means I'm not sure what I want to answer for my last one, for my number seven. I can just go
with the first one if you want a little more.
Because my number seven, and this is, I think, worth the wait. Everyone's going to be pretty pleased.
Get on with it!
I've dragged it out.
Thanks, Josh.
Everyone's going to be pretty happy about my answer, which is the... the canoe. A canoe. It's the worst kind of ship, because it's not really a ship. Okay, yours is number one. You're number one. Go ahead, we're waiting.
The Amistad 3000.
Oh! Like the updated version
of it?
Yeah. That's something.
It's 3000s, bro.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Don't mess with those cords.
You guys should have done that at the same time.
Yeah, it would have been faster and more interesting.
Wait,
I regret what just happened.
Everybody's time.
But can we wheel back around to one of the ones I mentioned?
Yeah. Because
I'd like to focus on me a little bit more. I said marksmanship. Have you ever fired a gun, Dan?
Yes.
You have?
Hell yeah.
What kind of guns have you shot?
Like a shotgun. That was the best one.
Were you like at a shooting range, or was this in a seedy area?
Outside. Like it was out in the sticks.
But just the sticks?
Yeah, like the nearest house was like...
Whose shotgun was it?
Oh, you know, it was an ex-girlfriend's dad's shotgun. We were just hanging out there.
Was it while she was still your girlfriend, or had you just broken up with her?
No.
And you were out with a guy and his gun.
His shotgun? Yeah, it's a good combo.
He was like, hey, I just wanted to talk to you about how things went.
Yeah.
Because that sounds scary if that's how that happened.
Oh, yeah. But it was awesome. I set up a Folgers can, put it in my hand. Just hit it felt so good. Just blew that Folgers can the fuck up. Like, no joke.
I feel like I'm mostly afraid of guns. Like
I was too, but it's fun when you do it. Like, I'm not kidding.
Like, that's what I've heard. Like, I've heard people say, like, you feel really powerful when you fire a real gun.
It's pretty cool.
And,
like, I felt the same way. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. I was like, hell yeah. Give me another one.
Like, do you ever feel like it's something you should go do to, like, sort of just feel, like,
some friends
grounded?
We have talked about there's some shooting ranges around. You can actually shoot, like, AKs, Uzis, and
shit.
See,
I don't...
Like
that seems
are
too
you
much. That's too...
Kidding.
That seems like too much.
No.
I just like a big handgun would be interesting.
You kidding me, man?
You know, like a rifle?
Turn that Uzi sideways.
You wouldn't be able to hold it sideways.
Watch me. Watch me.
I'm not going to come.
Pay for me and watch me.
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
Pay for you.
Yeah, if you're going to watch me, prove a point.
Yeah, if it's worth your point... Yeah. To pay for your point.
It's fun. You should go do it. Like, take the kids, take your daughter.
Take my daughter to the shooting range.
Yeah.
And
she'll feel powerful.
That's a thing. That's a family culture for some folks, where it is like, all the kids are, you're old enough, you got to learn how to handle this gun, and then we move up to the next bigger gun, and the biggest gun, and the gun.
Yes.
What's that famous movie where that thing where the guy was like, guns don't kill people, I do? Isn't that from a movie, or was it from a PSA, or it's from some... Something where they're like, guns
I
don't...
I want to say PSA, but that sounds like something that they would rip off of the PSA to put in some...
Like a joke movie. Or they might have put it in an action movie and make it seem like a PSA.
Yeah.
Is it also a PSA to you? Does it seem like to you that could be the name of the gaming system? You know, like
PSA?
I have an Xbox and a PSA, and I have a...
Well, it almost is. It's PS3. Almost PSA.
Well, that's where I got that
PlayStation
idea.
A.
Yeah, would that be better than the PlayStation, or is that like a beta version of the original?
Yeah, I think it's a beta version.
It's beta.
Yeah, it has some things, it has some advantages, but it's just not going to take off because you can't record as much on them.
Right. Wait, do you record on a PlayStation?
Sure.
I don't have a lot of PlayStation.
You record your Call of Duty games if you want.
You can?
Hell
so, like,
yeah.
Play back to your girlfriend?
Yeah, people
board,
post them
or?
Online. Yeah, they have like if you go online, you can like see people's plays of the week and stuff like that.
Why would somebody do that? Like, what's interesting about someone's game? Like, I played this, look at how good I was on this.
Some dudes do some crazy shit. Like you know, my friend, like, chucked a hand grenade, like, way far off at this dude. And the thing landed right in his pocket. Blew up. And it was, like, the last thing of the game. So, like, you know, like, it was the last kill of the game. And he posted that one up. So people were going bananas for it.
But, you know, you could, like, you can see, like, a cat singing on YouTube,
yeah, but
right?
That's not real.
Well, but Call of Duty isn't...
Well... The real, game he played, the thing he did was real. It's not like he's out...
Well, and somebody really made a cat sing, you know, like...
What? I thought that was all joke stuff. Like, can I just say that? I know this is kind of off topic.
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
This made me think of
try
this
to
with
focus.
The cats. But, like, I don't need to see any more commercials out there where, like, people are talking and they have a baby in the background. And then the baby does all sorts of funny, crazy stuff. Like, hasn't that been around, like, a good 5-6 years at this point? Like, maybe even longer than that? Like... Still, I keep seeing it in commercials.
Where they're just, okay, so what are some things you've seen? How about this? Let's paint this scenario.
Yeah.
You're in a meeting where someone's pitching this idea for an ad.
Mm-hmm.
And you have...
Can I chop off their head?
There's no head chopping option. This isn't Game of Thrones. But you've come to the realization that this is going to happen. Like, they're going to make this thing happen.
Yeah.
But they say to you, hey, we know you don't like the baby things, but we're going to let you make this baby do whatever you want in the background.
Really?
They're like, look, you have to make this commercial where the baby is doing weird shit in the background while its parents are having an argument about where to stop for dinner, but you can have it do whatever you want it to do. What do you lay out to have the baby do? And this is like national television commercial. You can have the baby do whatever you want.
Okay.
Break it down, and this is a 30-second spot, so you can fill as much of the time as you want.
All right. So first off, baby gets out a napkin. Unfolds it, tucks it in.
Wait, hold on. We need to know what are the mom and dad, like, what are they having their argument about?
Oh, one wants sugar, and the other doesn't in their coffee.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so they're saying...
And of course, the woman is saying how the man doesn't pay enough attention to her.
Right, and then the man is kind of whining, right?
Yeah, like, and the man is really fat.
Right.
And the woman is reasonably more attractive than the man.
Right, they enough that they wouldn't be together in real
kinda,
life.
Yeah, the guy'd have to be a real super dude.
Or, like, wealthy.
You could tell just by looking at him and how he is in his presence that he ain't no super dude.
Okay, that was really important. Now, what's the baby doing?
Okay, first off.
Okay.
Baby takes out a napkin.
Got it. Right? Good, I like it.
Fine. We're talking fine or something like
that. Is the baby in just a diaper? Or is it wearing, like, a jumper?
Diaper.
Okay.
And,
This is important to me. White baby or black baby? Chinese baby? What do we got?
Oh, this is a black baby.
Black baby, okay. Well, that colors everything, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to retract it? You want to go with white baby?
No, I wasn't going to say white baby. I was like, should I do some other nationality? Maybe get
like
Asian
Latin,
baby?
Yeah, like that'd be, you know.
Latino baby. I think we're stick with
or maybe girl. It's unclear. You could have it be unclear.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of the options.
No, I think I'm going to stick with black.
A black baby. Okay.
So black baby. Take that napkin.
Good.
Unfold, right?
Yeah.
Unfold it real nice.
Yeah.
I don't know the high thread. What's the highest thread count you can go on stuff?
That's 1,200.
Okay. We're going to say it's 1,500 Egyptian cat.
Okay, that's impossible.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Nope. We've...
You can do anything you want.
They've improved the technology.
For this commercial.
Yeah, technology has stepped up. Now, you probably don't keep up with your thread count.
I don't.
Yeah,
I haven't read thread count monthly in
they've gone past,
literally months.
They've gone past, you know, the capacity that they thought. You know.
They broke the thread count barrier.
Yep, thread count barrier. So anyway, gets that out. We see him, like, you know, kind of tuck it in.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have anything to tuck in.
No, but it's still,
It just does it. Like, he tucks it into something.
Like a little fold of baby skin.
Yep, he holds up his hands, like both his hands. This is catch something. Somebody chucks a lobster.
From off screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lobster's clacking at me.
So it's a live lobster.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, the baby crushes the, you know, just kind of grabs the lobster head with one hand.
Yeah.
Just kind of brings it down to the ground real fast.
Yeah.
Smashing the lobster. Its brain crushes in and incapacitating the lobster. Lobster twitches. Lobster's dead.
Nice.
My man holds up his hand again. In one hand, hot butter. In the other, lobster cracker.
Nice.
And then somebody chucks a bunch of just actual crackers at him.
Yeah.
You know, I meant the lobster cracker like the...
No, I got it. You know? Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think everyone's following.
Does this thing like that. Starts eating. You know, he's having a good time. You know, he's dipping the butter in there.
Yeah.
Do you even, like, show mom and dad?
And they're still like, well, I don't want the sugar. Well, maybe you should think about putting in the sugar.
So he's cracking the
thing.
Something
you need to think about.
Right.
Well, I don't want to have it right now. I'm not really interested in that.
You know, baby's dancing around. Anyway, baby finishes the lobster, jumps up in the air.
And I want to point out, this baby is just eating a raw lobster because he just killed it and then ate it with butter.
Hell yeah. Anyway, jumps up.
Yeah.
Clutches the lobster like a basketball. Suddenly we see there's like a basketball hoop way up top of the ceiling.
Right? Nice.
Goes to slam dunk on that, surpasses that, jumps up, and just touches the top of the 24-second clock. And then on the way down,
dunks the lobster.
Dunks the lobster.
Exoskeleton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then do the folks ever turn around?
Well, right when the baby lands is when he lands kind of hard.
Yeah.
And he starts crying like a baby.
Nice.
And that's when the parents turn around and like, oh my goodness.
And it's a commercial for the new Ford Focus.
Yep.
Is what the whole ad is for.
Bring your life into focus.
I think, oh, that's a perfect slogan.
They probably already said that. I'm sure.
No, that's it. They haven't been paying attention.
There's no way that...
No, this is huge. We got to call the Ford people and tell them. Like, we got the perfect movie. It was a movie. Like, it became a movie, the way you laid it out.
The Ford Focus movie?
Yeah. I mean, I have a few notes. I think maybe the baby could be wearing sneakers. And then there's another tie-in to selling sneakers as well.
Maybe the baby could, like, suit up.
Oh, I like that. Like, puts a little stuff, jumpsuit on.
Because then he'd have something to tuck his...
Yeah, his napkin on.
He'd even put his diapers off, like, crazy style, you know? Like,
yeah.
You mean, and then, kind of pull off those pants? Like,
yeah,
pull off
that napkin. Like warm-up pants?
Yeah.
Or it could put on a bib instead of tucking in a napkin, too. No. You don't think so? No. Could still have that
lobster
1500 thread count, you know? I mean, lobster bibs are kind of the norm, aren't they?
Impossible.
Yeah, you're right. My ideas are stupid. You laid it out clean, and I mucked it up, and I apologize.
I think that would sell move a lot of Ford Focuses.
I think you're not wrong. I mean, I want to buy one I right now, and I don't even have the money, but I'd just like to go out and get one.
Yeah, this was after the show. We can hit it up after strip club.
Bring your life into focus. That's the theme. You know, on top of ships, that's the theme of this episode.
Did somebody say something about focus? I was just drawn in here by some kind of words I heard.
Yeah, you need to bring your life into focus, Chompers.
Yeah, I do.
Isn't that a great
slogan?
Yeah,
I do. Right.
Yeah.
Let me sit down and think about that.
Yeah, well, you don't have to right now.
I do need to bring my life into focus. Where'd you hear that? Who told you that?
Dan made up that slogan.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's bullshit.
No, Dan made it up.
I'm pretty sure somebody's probably already thought that up.
I don't think so.
Dan, you got a gift.
He coined it. Yeah.
You minted a phrase, my motherfucker.
Dan could be working in advertising. He could be convincing people to buy things they don't want or need.
No, he's just a one-hit slogan.
I don't think so. I think if we can think of any product, he could probably... Let's do it. Okay, like on the topic of ships, we could think of this. This is, I think, perfect.
Will we be ship-shape on this topic?
Yeah, we're going to be ship-shape when we're talking about ship stuff. Damn it, I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right, so it's the like fish sticks. You know, someone's caught their fish sticks, they went out in the ocean, they fished a fish, and they chopped them up, and they're frozen, reheatable fish sticks for sale.
Ooh, I would not eat those.
Well, you wouldn't unless Dan's slogan for
That's
them.
That's true, Dan. This is all right.
All right, so Dan, what do we put on the box for the fish sticks that gets Chompers to buy the box?
Well, what type of, who owns the, what kind of fish place is it?
It's the Morton's Fisherman.
Morton Fisherman?
Yeah. So trust the Morton's Fisherman, you know, like
Well, you just said thing. It. Trust the Morton's Fisherman.
Well, that's their slogan already.
You got a gift.
No, that was already the...
So what is it? Trust the Morgan's Fisherman? That is a nice ring, too.
That was already their slogan. I mean, that's not...
You can do better than that, Dan.
Yeah, come on, Dan. You can... Let's change it up. But on the food topic, keeping food, I'm going to do artificial crab. So it's So it's the artificial crab and the blister-packed thing, you know, that people get to put on salads or just, like, sadly eat in their car from the container. You know, like, they've had a rough day and they need some sodium.
Crab-a-ride.
Yeah. And then it just takes you on a journey as you're eating it.
That one wasn't as successful.
No,
I was expecting more.
You know what I think you might want to go with for any of these? Bring your life into focus.
I like that. What's the product in crab?
Yeah, fake crab. Imitation crab.
Bring your life into focus.
Hey, it works.
You see how that works?
Fish sticks.
Bring your life into focus.
I like it.
Yeah.
I can't see.
How about
eyeglasses?
Well,
what?
That's too obvious, I think.
Okay, what would be the good eyeglasses one then?
Huh?
Now you see it?
Now you see it.
Wait. I don't think that one worked quite as well.
That was a mashup that did not work.
No, it was a crash up. It was a...
I'm going to head downstairs check on these gypsies.
Wait, you are? You're going to head down and see the gypsies?
Yeah, you know. I got to unlock the padlock. I got to let them out.
What? Are they still down there? I thought
I
asked you to kick them out.
Except for one. This one's a real cutie. But everybody else, like I gave her a key to the padlock, but everybody else has stayed on there. They were making too much. They were causing a ruckus in the studio here during the week. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I mean, we noticed there was sort of debris everywhere.
Yeah, there was a lot more. They like kind of decorated, had a little get-together.
Okay.
That's not allowed.
Well, I don't think you should open up the... Well, I just don't think that's a good idea to... All right, so...
Ooh, it smells funny down here.
What's that?
Never you mind.
What are they doing down there?
They're just playing video games.
Is someone playing Tetris?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I mean, maybe you could ask them to...
The gypsies are from... They're Russian gypsies.
Could you have them turn the sound off?
Why should I have them do that? It's half the fun of the video games, man. Listen to the music.
Well, we're trying to do work up here.
I can close the goddamn thing.
Okay.
You're so picky.
Fine, will you close the...
I'm closing it.
Okay. Thank you, Jompers.
That's
just a little distracting. We're trying to do something.
I kind of liked it.
Well, that's fine. That's for you to decide when it's your time, when you're not working on a professional program like we are. I mean, we're trying to stay on topic. Dan and I are having a great discussion about ships. We mentioned the Amistad, which probably matters to you. It's probably important, you know.
It's a slave ship, isn't it, right?
Yeah, it was a slave ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a terrible movie about it, but there was a book.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, I just kind of assumed it was terrible.
There's an exhibit at the Science Museum here in St. Paul.
Called Amistad?
No, there's an exhibit about pirates.
Oh, yeah.
At the Science Museum, and it's all about this pirate ship called the Weda. And
was so it a slave pirate ship?
Well, please stop jumping the gun. I'm trying to make a really compelling point, and you're ruining it. When I was like, I took my family to this exhibit, you know, like there's, it's supposed to be really cool, and there's actors portraying pirates, which I'm not crazy about, but I know some of the actors, so I thought it'd be fun to see them, and then they won't actually try to talk to me and be all actory, and I wouldn't have to like get away from me.
At least a person like me, that's a tough situation.
Yeah,
right there.
I don't care for it. But, so I was like, oh great, we're gonna learn, like, there's gonna be cannons, and, you know, some of the realities of the harsh pirate life, but it'll be interesting. But what I didn't know is originally it was a slave ship that came from Africa to the Caribbean and then to North America.
The wonderful triangle. Boom, 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 boom.
So, the first part of the exhibit, like, it's really cool the way you get into it because it talks about how the ship wrecked and you walk in and you see the bell that they found from the shipwreckage. And then, like, the next part you go into is, like, all about slaves and slavery being filling up the boat from the African coast and... Yeah. Just horrifying, and luckily my daughter was just bored by it, you know, like, because I wasn't ready to have any of those discussions about, you know, like, hey, this is called white guilt, and you're going to feel a lot of it later, like, I didn't get to go into any of that. But I wanted to read all these things, and she was like, let's get to the cannons, and I, like, that felt also sort of racist, and, like, I can't rush by all this stuff, that's not appropriate.
I guess it is going to be impactful for her for a little bit yet. So.
Yeah, she just doesn't care. I mean, my daughter's a racist, nothing I can do about it. But, so, I just, the whole rest of the exhibit, all I could think about was, like, this is just a slave ship. Mm-hmm. Like, then, I mean, the pirate stuff was interesting.
Did they have a diagram of how to pack a slave ship? Have you ever seen that?
You mean to maximize the number of slaves you can fit in there?
Like, yeah. They had a pattern. Ever seen that famous thing?
Like, it had some of that. I mean, it was pretty honest about, how many people died and... Well, how the slave trade kind of worked. I mean, it was more information than I thought there was going to be.
Currency. Oh, look at that.
They had shackles, like, from they found in the wreckage, because they found a ton of, like, the guy who was, like, a treasure hunter who found the ship decided instead of selling, like, they found gold and silver and all, he just wanted to keep it all together. And, like, he says it charitably, but I'm sure he makes tons of money bringing it to different museums. But they had, like, shackles that where people were, you know, chained together and... different tools and things of slavery that, you know, they were then, most of them sold to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And so when it became a pirate, or a ship, when the pirates took the ship over, there weren't that many slaves still on it. But then I guess what would happen, a lot of slave ships would be taken over by pirates, and sometimes the slaves would then become pirates because you could be, everyone's free, like it's all an equal society. That's sort of the beauty of pirates.
You had to figure it out.
It was like true democracy, like everyone has a vote, you know, and you all get an equal part of the money, and... But you also, like, get hunted, and, like, everyone hates you, and...
Hey, what's a better life? You're gonna, you know...
Yeah, you know
enslaved
what?
Enslaved, or, like, just being hunted?
Yeah,
having a good time as a pirate for a little bit, and maybe eventually getting thrown in prison.
Picking between those two.
Although back then, though, they obviously had different prisons for whatever color skin you had, so, you know...
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Sure. Yeah.
But you, Dan, you seem like you kind of... You're a little, like, piratey. Like, you have some... You have kind of a pirate existence of, you know... Like, you don't steal from people, but, like, you seem like you would like that life.
Oh, as long as you have headphones, like, and some music, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that, but I bet they sang a lot, you know, like, there was the, like, 16 men on a dead man's chest. Is that how that song goes? I don't know how that song goes.
Yo-ho-ho, Battle of the Rum.
Is that the whole song?
Yeah. Well, I think there's more, but nobody needs to know more than that.
No.
Yeah.
I think you should check the exhibit, though. I think you actually like...
I would love it if the Somali pirates of today, you know, just did their things that they always do, their customs and their ways, but...
Yeah.
Saying that was shitty.
The same pirate songs from, like, the 1700s? And...
Yeah, the myth that, like, Robert Louis Stevenson made up and shit.
Yeah, the nonsense stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't notice, though? So then this pirates exhibit... There's all these people dressed as pirates, you know, portraying them throughout. There's, like, a kid who was... There was actually, like, a 10-year-old on the boat. They found his leg bone. And they're like, there was the youngest pirate, maybe, that we know of. But they didn't have, like, fake actors being slaves at the beginning.
No.
There wasn't anyone who was like, by the way, I got sold, and this was shitty.
You probably should have mentioned that.
I mean, that wasn't the thrust of
That'd
the exhibit.
Be my history museum.
I mean, they do have that, you know. Like, there are museums who have... reenactments of people who are slaves, and it's complicated.
It's good times.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think I made it to maybe a little too real. Do you want to? Should we take a break? And
I got a problem.
Get lighthearted after all this slave fight talk.
This break is gonna be for real, my man.
Yeah,
I think that's what's going on.
Do it.
I slipped. Fuck.
Welcome back to Trends.
Da-da.
We are
Da-da.
Talking Trends. All about
ships.
Ships today, and that is.
Hey guys,
Jompers.
So how many hot dogs? We got three hot dogs. We got two bratwursts, and you're gonna love them. You're gonna love them. I'm gonna put some secret slather sauce on.
Are you taking a food order, Jompers?
Excuse me.
Are you talking? You're getting the gypsy's food order?
Don't get in the way of my. I'm gonna mess up the order.
Why don't you write it down?
You just gotta not fuck with me while I'm getting it. So, okay, we got three hot dogs.
Why do you have to be yelling? Okay, get it.
Do what?
Can you just hurry up and do it?
I'm trying to impress the cute one down there.
Yeah,
I'm trying to impress the cute
Dan,
one.
Dan, stop.
You can't impress shit, motherfucker.
Hey.
I got this.
Okay, guys.
I got this, all right?
Stop with the peacocking.
Who's peacocking?
I don't know, just...
Me? My natural strut is a peacock.
Do you remember the order? Three chili dogs.
Three bratwurst, two chili dogs, I think like...
One veggie dog.
Yeah, one carnitas.
That's
for my cutie. I'm going to make a special trip for that one.
Okay.
She doesn't like carnitas, dude. She likes she likes shrimp. Motherfucker.
Okay.
Do you want to have this conversation, Dan?
I don't want either of you to have this conversation. I'm trying to...
I found out about how she likes, carnitas.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. You know, look, one motherfuckers, I got to get up here and get this order put in and check the lobby. Do you mind if I do my job?
No. Are you going to close the door to the
sub-basement
first?
I'm going to slam it.
Okay, great.
My point made?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know what your point was. But
I heard you guys talk about slave ships.
Yeah, we touched on it a little bit.
You know what they used to do? They used to chuck them off the edge, feed them to the sharks and shit like that.
Why would they do that? They were worth money.
People were assholes.
What?
Come on now, man. People were assholes. You think they treated those slaves kindly on those ships?
No, but they wanted to keep them alive so they could sell them.
Well, sometimes people died, so they chuck them over the side. Sometimes people wouldn't do what they wanted. They chuck them over the side. Yeah.
And
back then, sharks weren't like they are now. Sharks were like everywhere.
Wait, are you implying sharks were racist?
Yes. Well, sharks just are eating. They don't give a damn.
That's true.
They would eat Hitler just as quick as they would eat Gandhi just as quick as they would eat O.J. Simpson. You know what I'm saying?
Hitler, Gandhi. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter to him.
That's the spectrum.
It is. For right now, I'm trying to remember this goddamn order, motherfucker. I'm going to have to go back down there. Hang on.
One Hitler, two Gandhis.
God damn it. No, not one Hitler and two Gandhis.
Yeah, you said she wanted one Hitler.
Two Gandhis would be better than a Hitler. You're right.
No, that's not.
So what was that again, guys? I got three bratwursts, four chili cheese dogs. I got carnitas. That's the only one I remember. Carnitas. And what else?
Okay.
They don't got that kind of flavor high C.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just going to bring you Faygo. No. I didn't
Jompers.
Call you anything. Faygo. Okay. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'm going to shut this, guys. You don't open it, okay? God.
Okay. Why don't you go get your order? Okay. Huh? Jesus. What? Man. Sometimes Jompers drives me nuts.
Yeah, me too.
It
doesn't make any sense sometimes.
You're just grinning that whole time.
Huh?
You were just grinning and then smiling at the girl when the door is open.
What do you want? A girl?
We've had gypsies in our basement for like 3 weeks.
Who cares? Did you see
it? Yeah, but it's not okay. Like,
that'd be fine. We're not here.
There's weird smells. I think they have animals down there.
Yeah, they got like a couple of dogs. They got some goats.
Dogs? Have you been down there?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You shouldn't be hanging out down there.
Why not, John?
You need shots or something. I don't need
shots. These are just people.
I don't want to be racist, but
they're just hanging out, man. They're not that weird.
They're kind of weird.
No, they're not that weird, man. They're like video games, man. How weird could they be?
Yeah, like old. That was like it's like old school Tetris.
Hell, they're still video games, you know. Like I'll still play them.
Yeah, it's fun. I have no problem with the video games. That's not the point. That's not what I'm talking about.
Over to my place to show the PlayStation 3.
You brought one of the gypsies to your house?
Yeah.
Do you still have stuff?
Hell yeah.
Don't they steal?
I got a lot, actually. I still got everything. And more.
What do you mean?
I mean
what does
fine,
that mean?
I'm winking to you.
I know you're winking. I don't know what you... What else you know did what you... What else do you have?
Well...
She brought you some more stuff?
She let me keep one of her stockings.
And she just gave you a stocking?
I guess it's a custom of her people.
From after they visit someone's house?
Yeah, motherfucker. You know what that custom means? You stink. Because you know what I got? I got a pair of something else. And I know what that means.
I'm really confused. I don't know what
she
you're talking
about.
She
gave me her head hat.
Oh, the head scarf thing?
Yeah, her head hat. Yeah, she gave me that. And that means that you know, you give it to who you like better. The sock, Dan, I hate to tell you. Go on, I can take it. Means that you stink. She disapproves of you. Has she been back to your house to see your PlayStation 3? Maybe tomorrow. No, ain't tomorrow. Because guess what? She's seen a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox 360 and a Nintendo Wii.
And a PSA.
And a ooh la la, if you know what I mean. I'm going to go see this guest this year.
Man, he's really been taunting you. Have you guys played Space Checkers lately? I mean,
well, we've been...
Have you been beating
kind
him?
Kind of, or? Our mind has been occupied. We're kind of,
You guys got to get back to that.
Called peacocking, you know.
Well, just, you can't be fighting over a woman.
We're not fighting. It's whoever wins, wins. It's the law of nature.
That's fighting. If there's someone's going to win, someone's going to lose.
Yeah, but we're not like being...
He was just being a dick to you. And you're being really competitive. Like, you're not that competitive, but you're being really competitive.
Cool, man.
I'm not... It's not... Okay, can we...
It's like DRI.
We're in the middle of the show right now. Who's DRI?
George Ron Imbeciles, excuse me.
I don't know who...
I almost fucked that up.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know DRI?
Is that a band?
Yeah, it's an old band.
What, like punk?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, she knows about it.
DRI, it doesn't sound...
Dirty... Rotten.
Did they have like a triangle symbol?
No, they had a little guy running.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They weren't like straight edge or something, were they?
I'm not sure. Like Minor Threat or anything like
no.
that. I'm not sure.
But did they like do, were they...
They had like a song that...
No Effects time period? What? Like around
the
same time period or a little before that?
Early 80s.
Like Bouncing Souls?
Like late 80s. It was like, I remember one of their albums was like 87, 88 or something, Four of a Kind. I might have that year wrong.
I probably heard some of their music, but I remember the symbol more than I remember
any of their music. You gotta have a symbol like that.
I feel like I knew someone with a DRI tattoo now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, it was in the DRI when she came over.
Okay. And she liked it?
Well, she said she did.
Okay. Well.
I mean, I don't know, maybe that means from her people.
Do you think gypsies, do you think they've spent a lot of time on ships?
I'm sure some have. Probably these people that get over here, they had to do that. They said they're from Russia.
Yeah, but they probably flew on a plane. Which is like an... Okay, like, let's... Airships. Right. What about airships? We haven't really talked about that at all.
No.
Like, that's like
an
amazing...
They flew on an airship. They had to.
Wait, this gypsy Russian gypsy family flew here on an airship?
I didn't even think of that, yeah.
You mean like a blimp kind of thing? Like a Zeppelin?
Sure. Why not?
I don't think those even, like, are a thing anymore.
That's Gypsy Airways, right?
Oh, yeah, there is a Gypsy Airs. Mm-hmm. I always wondered what Gypsy Air is. It has its own section at the airport, but it's... You never see airplanes there. So they fly in, like, Zeppelin-type airships across the sea.
You see them coming by sometimes. They're very gaily colored.
I always thought those were, like, things on the way to, like, sports events, you know, where they have
the
blimp cam.
Yeah, you don't really pay attention to them.
But that's just gypsies. That explains why there's, like, always laundry. It looks like the line of laundry trailing behind it.
Don't you love that in a movie when, like, somebody's, like, you know, tries to propose to somebody and do it right, and they're like... I think we need to go out here and sit by the rail. You know, like, you'd have to have that perfectly timed.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like they look up and, will you marry me?
Yeah, or even at, like, a sporting event when someone does the will you marry me on the Jumbotron.
That's
some
pressure to put on somebody. Like, they gotta say yes.
I know.
Like, don't do that.
Imagine if they didn't.
Yeah, it's gotta happen. It's gotta happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would put you those on YouTube. I wonder if they...
Someone who says no? Probably.
That would be pretty awesome.
Do you think there's a lot of people... So this is, I think, actually a fair question for us to talk about. Because we've both had our experiences in the ways with the ladies.
Oh.
You know, good and bad.
The road less traveled.
We've both proposed more than once. And it's worked out in various ways.
Yeah, very wonderful ways.
But, like, for me, I don't think I would propose. Like, I can't. You shouldn't propose unless you, like, you know where that's going.
Pretty
like,
much.
It shouldn't
if
be like
a good shot,
I wonder. Like, you shouldn't not know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you should.
That's too soon, right?
Yeah,
if you propose
much.
And you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you should have a pretty, like, I got this locked. This is just a technicality. This has already been taken care of.
I got to go through this.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I know I need to propose. But we all know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can't imagine. There are people who are like, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. I have no idea what she's going to say.
Like, you know, maybe you got that little bit of doubt, like, you know.
Yeah, but I think there are people who literally, like, we've never talked about anywhere in our relationship, but I'm thinking, I'm just going to propose. I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah,
like, that's madness.
You're in front of 20 people. That's pretty bold.
Yeah. Like, on a Jumbotron or in the skywriting or the thing where people hide a ring in a...
Yeah.
In a food item.
A cake.
And then it just gets eaten.
Pudding.
Like that.
Taco. Or, yeah.
Carnitas.
Any.
We stopped looking over there. It's...
Gentlemen.
Hey, Jompers.
Are you ready? You see me trembling?
Yeah, you got a tiny tremble.
I got a little bit of a tremble, don't I?
Yeah.
You ever seen me come in here with a little bit of a tremble?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, I know, but that's because the guest is usually pretty exciting.
Right, that is why.
Gentlemen, do you know who you have out there?
Nipsey Russell.
I hope you can do better than that, Levi.
Okay, Kurt Russell.
Much better, but no, I would be trembling like a motherfucker.
Russell Simmons.
No, not even close. Nobody in the Russell department.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to tell you, man, it's a star. He is the leading actor on the old 70s world-renowned sci-fi epic.
Wait.
Star Chuck. He played Star Chuck himself.
Wait, Star Chuck?
Yeah, you know, Frederick the Daniel.
Frederick the Daniels?
Well, what?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Frederick the Daniels is outside.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Star, you know what I'm saying? Star Chuck himself.
Yes. Oh, my God. I only watched...
Bring him in here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get him in.
All
get
my
in.
Shit. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? All my shit.
Okay, but let us talk to him first.
Well, yeah, but... You're right. I probably should have let him talk to you first. I'm getting a little flustered here.
Did you already have him sign? Is he out there signing stuff
yeah,
right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, he's
Jumpers,
shit,
go get him.
He signed my hand.
Wow.
And he signed my other hand.
Wow.
Yeah, he signed my leg.
He's a cool signature.
Yeah, and he signed my elbow and
okay.
shit like that.
Jumpers, stop yeah, showing yeah, me stuff.
Right
just
here.
Go get him.
Okay, well, I'm going to
just go get him. Just go get him. Just go get him, okay? Jesus.
This is pretty cool.
Did you watch Star Trek when
oh,
you...
Oh, yeah, are you kidding me?
I saw it in reruns. I mean, it was in the 70s.
Well, that's all I ever saw was reruns, but man, I love that shit.
Yeah.
That guy knows how to live.
I know, man. He like...
I didn't even know space could support a vest like that.
No, I...
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? He just wears that vest.
Right, and nothing underneath
nothing
it.
Nothing underneath
no.
it. Oh, his kids around those, what do they call them, like vibra guns and
yeah.
stuff like that?
Yeah, and I love... There was a, that was in a time when, like, he wore a vest and nothing underneath it, and he wasn't, like, all
no,
muscly.
He was just like... He was built
he was
like me.
A dude.
He's a dude.
But he had, like sex appeal somehow.
Yeah, he fucks so many alien women.
Well,
I love that
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
That made me think, like, we need to get out in the outer universe, because some of these... Anyway...
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit too excited about it.
No, this is great.
Gentlemen, here he is.
Thanks, Jompers.
Mr. Frederick DeDaniels. If you need anything, Mr. DeDaniels, let me know.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. DeDaniels.
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
Thanks for joining us. If you want to have a seat, welcome to Trends.
Well, thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you. We were talking all about ships today,
yeah.
So you are a perfect fit.
Yeah.
You know, you were the captain of...
Of what? Let me see if you know your trivia. I bet you don't. I bet this other guy knows. What was the name of my ship, little fella?
Go ahead, Dan.
The Phoenix Born?
That's right.
The Phoenix Born.
The captain of the Phoenix Born.
Yeah.
Although, I remember there was a one episode where you...
The one with the, we call them the Trinecleans?
Yeah, but you were...
The
you
truck driving,
you
the
captained
truck.
The Nemesis. That was the...
Yeah.
You took over the Nemesis for like the whole episode.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Because Nemesis
was
always my nemesis.
Well, I know. I mean, that was the thing about your show that I loved is that... Sometimes it seemed like there was metaphor, and sometimes it was just like, this is called the Nemesis because it's your enemy's ship.
Yeah, some of the writing, I mean, they needed to punch it up a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know, like, you know, that one, I felt we could get away with that because he was always the, you know, one guy this bounty hunter couldn't get. You know, he always ended up getting away.
Yeah.
Always.
Absolutely.
You know, and I didn't run into him every episode. It was every about like 3-4. You know, but he was always showing up, you know?
Well, and he seemed like...
We made seasons 22, so he showed up a lot.
Now, the actor who played the captain of the Nemesis, did you guys have like a... were you guys friends? I mean, it always seemed so...
Yeah, we partied together.
Yeah. What's he do? What is he... Who was that? Who was that actor? I don't
know. Oh, you mean Charlie Dew.
Yeah, Charlie Dew.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw him in other things. I think
he
did the Love Boat or something, but... Yeah.
He died while actually filming the Love Boat.
Oh, he died on doing his episode?
Yeah. He had a heart attack.
Well, that's really
he
sad.
He kind of fell over, drowned.
Oh, he drowned? Like he drowned
like he,
in the water?
Having his cardiac arrest, kind of stumbled around, fell over a buffet table, I think knocked pudding into a few people, and tried, you know, letting people know he's having a heart attack, and then he just kind of, with his momentum, fell over the edge of the ship and into the ocean, and he drowned.
That's really sad.
Yeah, but hey, the guy knew how to live life, so, you know.
Yeah, like, well, just like you. I mean, Star Chuck.
I am the one and the only.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. You, wow. I mean, I
don't... Do you know how many space women I had encounters with?
You mean on the show?
Yeah.
No, Dan might know the numbers. It had to be hundreds.
I gotta guess. I'm gonna go with 792. 93, my friend, if you're counting hand jobs.
Oh, wow. How would we distinguish? I mean, they never showed that.
That's a little bit of information that you don't get from watching the show. I can tell you that, though.
Okay.
It's the official number.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. It's really great to have you on here today.
Yeah. You guys used to like it when my Viber gun would tear people apart?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Yeah. I thought that was the greatest.
It would rip right through the middle of people.
Yeah, wherever you parted, it just vibrated them.
Yeah.
Turn it on high, and turn it on
shook
low,
apart.
Shook apart. It was great.
It was always sort of a, I remember, it was sort of a funny thing, the way that people would go,
yeah,
they did that.
And the camera would always cut away. You'd hear that last horrifying scream.
Yeah. And then it cut back to like a pile of meat.
Yep.
That looked like just ground beef.
Yep. All the time. We were pushing the envelope there.
I know. It was sort of upsetting and then kind of hilarious,
yep.
You know? So do you go to all the all the Star Chuck conventions?
Oh, all the time. That's how I make my bread and butter nowadays.
Yeah. I mean,
remember that old call? Here comes the Star Chuck!
Yes. Yeah, yeah. There was always people off screen, like, watch out, Star Chuck, when you'd be in danger or something.
Yeah, I always had people looking out for me. You know, you got to have a good crew, you know, when you're working on hunting interstellar space beings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a dynamic. You had your little sidekick, Pip, who always...
Pip the Pop?
Yep. Yeah. Is that...
No, I think it was Pip the Pop Poop.
Why, you would know better than me.
Time doesn't do good things with the brain.
What's Pip up to now? I mean, was he directing some things?
He's directing ice cream commercials.
Oh, he is, okay.
Yeah, he started his own ice cream company.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, called, Pip's.
So he sells, he sells Pip's ice cream?
Yeah, Pip's Fine Creams.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, are you a fan?
I've never had it, but it looks...
Well, it's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. It's made of fresh quality ingredients.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah, I even have my own flavor on there.
Oh, the Star Chuck?
Yeah, Star Chuck flavor, yeah.
That's what does it taste like? What's in
It's got raisins, it's got pieces of crackers, it's also got some cheesy doodles.
Doesn't sound great.
Mixed up with some caramel.
It's kind of gross.
No, it's salty and the sweet. And then you got a vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I like that.
You got a swirl of strawberry ice cream.
Sure.
And I think you got just in the center of it, like a hard type of lifesaver type candy.
Oh, like a hard center in the middle of...
Yeah.
Okay.
You can stick a battery. It's actually like a little motor. Stick a battery through the center and the bottom of the ice cream, and it vibrates, and it kind of vibrates the ice cream up to you.
Okay.
But I wouldn't really try that. They've actually recalled a lot of those products. They've had problems with them malfunctioning.
Sure. Okay.
There's no Viper gun like the real thing.
Everyone should go give Pip's ice cream a try,
definitely.
Sounds like. Maybe not Star Chuck, maybe some of the other...
Of course, my main love interest on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Dinetheus.
That was played by, a young Shelley Long, I think.
I believe
right?
so.
Yeah. You don't remember?
No, I remember.
Oh.
Just, trying to spice up the conversation.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
She was a looker back then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah.
She'd always get mad at me, because I'd always be running off, having encounters with females.
Yeah, but they were aliens.
But I never had time for her.
No, I know.
Until the last episode. And suddenly I... Fell in love with her and got married. I didn't like how the writing of that episode. It just didn't seem true to the character.
No, they seemed like they really wanted to tie things up. Let's have a nice marriage. Yeah, you got married and Pip was your best man. And
I wanted to end it by killing the nemesis.
Yeah, and instead he...
I pitched for that, but they didn't want it.
He married you guys. He was sort of the minister.
Yeah, that presided over the ceremonies.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that. I wanted to kill him, but that would have been a better ending.
That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
But, you guys were friends in real life, so... It was good. I mean, the series had to end sometimes. It was
That's not how a man like Star Trek
was. It seven seasons? How many?
Seven and a half.
Oh, that there was that half season.
Yeah.
But did you end up doing other... did you end up doing films or any other films?
Well, I did a cop drama for a while.
You did?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know if I... is it something we would have known?
It's called 187.
Oh, 187.
Yeah, 187.
Was it you and another... Like a buddy cop thing, or...?
Yeah. We just, it's a normal cop show. I was actually surprised that it was on as long as it was.
How long was it on?
About 7.5 seasons.
It was on 7.5 seasons? I don't know the show at all. 187.
Yeah, wow. 187. Check it out.
Yeah, I definitely have to look into that. I'd love to see...
It kind of falls off about the fourth or fifth season, because I get married and end up having a kid, and it just gets kind of boring after that.
Oh,
before that,
okay.
I kind of walked around, and I just would, I played Detective Carl D'Onofrio, and I was a hard hitter, of course. And I didn't take any guff. I had the biggest gun in all the precinct, and I knew how to use it. Yeah, and handcuffs were a secret weapon of mine on the show.
Yeah,
you think normally they just used to handcuff people up, but I used them as nunchucks that, whoop a little ass. on that show. Wow, I called it Cop Fu, the moves that I did.
Cop Fu. Yeah,
maybe you want to check it out.
Oh, is that... Did you... Wait, no, isn't there a book called Cop Fu?
I wrote that book after I left the show.
Oh, yeah. And that was from the show?
Yeah, all the moves that you see on the show, if you ever see 187, they're all mine.
Wow.
Same with on Star Trek. I have a book about the battle combat I did on Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Chucking. I have that. Yeah. And that I actually got that. I had got that book from the library when I was a kid.
Show me some moves. Show me some moves here.
I learned the
I wrote these moves.
I learned the arm twist. I don't know if I can remember how to do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Is that?
Let me know you're coming again. This time.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Ow!
Yeah. Is that? That's the arm. Pretty good.
Yeah, I know some too.
Oh, Dan, do you want to?
Yeah, I can get this guy.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
All right, are you ready? I'm going to do
Dan versus Starcha.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to do the Phoenician.
Oh.
Solar
Farm. I don't even remember how to.
Phoenician Solar Farm. Okay, come at me.
Go ahead.
You really think you can do this?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, that was.
Oh!
Okay, Dan, take it easy.
All right, I got your point.
Mr. Daniels, our guest. Dan, that's enough. Really, seriously.
That feels good. You ever do this one?
No, I don't remember how to do it. Let me try. So you just twist under and then go around and then, okay, here we go. I think I got it.
That
was really good.
That actually does kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Let me try it to you.
Okay.
I'm going to come with it.
No!
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay.
That's not a toy.
No, don't do that.
That's not a toy.
That's not cool.
I'm going to sign some things for you here. Sign your arm.
You don't have to sign my arm. It's not...
I know you guys are going to have to. I'm going to sign your computer here.
Okay. Please don't sign any.
I'm going to sign your whatever button this is.
That's just a soundboard. It's not a big deal. If you want to, just don't worry about it at all.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
You've been star checked.
What?
You've been star checked.
You mean because we're signed and everything, right?
You've been star checked.
Yeah. Okay. Well. What's that?
Hey, guys, I don't want to raise any alarms here. We got to decorate the building right now.
Okay, what's going on?
Frederick Daniels, can you come with me? Yeah, sure, fella, I'd be happy to. I'm going to put your Star Trek in.
Okay.
Guys, here's what's up, all right? I escorted him out to the library. We need to, in an orderly fashion, I want a count of three. Actually, got to wait till I go downstairs. I got to go get the gypsies out of there. We got to get them up here. We need to exit the building. Do you understand what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, can we just quick wrap up the program?
We got time, man.
We have to.
Get the gypsies. Hang on here.
Well, everyone, you've been listening to Trends. I want to thank you guys for listening.
This is Dana Joseph Cornelius Cornell Hetzel. Thanks for listening to Trends. Everybody out. Come on. Get this girl up here. Come on. Everybody make way for her. Everybody out.